Hello, it's the 26th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Commercial estate agents Kirkby Diamond recently completed three investor deals for retail and office space in Bedford's town centre. The seven even-numbered units in All Hallows, close to HM Prison in Bedford, were recently sold to three separate developers. Both the purchaser and the price paid remain undisclosed. Each owner's plan for their three-storey section is to maintain the ground floor as commercial space while converting upper floors to residential use if planning permission is granted. A spokesperson for Kirkby Diamond said, "We are inundated with inquiries demonstrating significant interest in retail and office units in Bedford Town Centre despite the challenging economic circumstances." 34-year-old Matthew Waddell has pleaded not guilty to murdering his partner Sarah Albone, a mother of three, who was presumed missing since last Christmas. Her body was discovered on the 25th of February at their residence in Biggleswade. Mr. Waddell's trial will move forward on the 21st of August. Bedford motorists who throw litter from their vehicles could risk as much as a £2,500 fine if prosecuted. Bedford Borough is requesting dashcam footage of offending drivers after it gathered large volumes of roadside litter in the preceding 2 months. Over the last year, 1,650 fixed penalty notices were issued in Bedford with a minimum penalty of £100. A prior delivery driver, prison officer and lab technician recently passed a 22-week initial training course to join the ranks of Beds Police, among the total of 11 new officers. A recruitment fair will be held at their Kempston headquarters this upcoming Saturday. That's it from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.